First, Mark Unger of Ashland, Massachusetts, tells about a time when he felt heartbroken at the loss of a close personal relationship.
I had this experience. It was in my late teens, early 20s, and I had met this girl that I really cared for, and we lived in different cities. And I would go see her from time to time, and I would think about her all the time. She was a very important person in my life at that time. I had been away from the city for a while, and I came back to see her, and basically she dumped me for another guy. Well, the day that happened, I remember vividly because I was crushed. I was completely emotionally depressed. In fact, so I had never felt that way before. I mean, I was devastated. But then I thought about it, and I decided to pray to God. So I went to a park. It was during the day. And I started walking around. Now, I didn't know how this was going to be resolved. I have to admit, I wondered if it was going to be resolved. I was feeling so bad. But there were some things that I did know. I knew that God was with me. I knew He was with me. You know, I had learned that He was all presence, and I had felt His presence before. I didn't feel Him at that point at all, but I knew He was there. I also knew that God had not sent this emotional distress, that this pain. He had not sent it. This was something I had brought upon myself by the way I had thought about this relationship. Or I had gone down some road somewhere in my thinking about it that caused me to have this kind of pain, you know, in this breakup. So I knew I had made a mistake. I knew one other thing. I knew that no matter what road I had gone down, no matter what mistake I had made, that God would help me to find that mistake, to find out where I had gone wrong, and I could correct it, and I would be relieved. I would be helped. I would be healed. So I just started thanking God for being there, for helping me, for healing me, right in the midst of what didn't, you know, what seemed to be this torment. That brought something about. At one point, I was walking along, reaching out for some answers, reaching out mentally to God, and I got this very clear angel message. It was a verse from the Bible, from Ecclesiastes. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And I just felt, suddenly I felt God. I felt a breakthrough. And it gave me so much hope and so much happiness just right then. I continued to listen and pray to God as to exactly how this was to be applied to this situation. And I realized that I was depressed and really disappointed because I was seeing this girl as the source of my goodness, the source of my completeness because of all that we had shared, the good times. And now that was gone. The truth was, and this is what God was telling me, was that He was the source, that what He created couldn't be added to or taken from. And that's what this verse was saying. You know, whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it or anything taken from it. And that was a lesson that I learned here, was all the good that was brought out in this relationship had originally come from God. And because it came from God, it could never be lost. I still had it. I have to tell you, at this point, I was completely free from this emotional distress. This was, I would say, like about an hour had passed from the time I was devastated, which I figured it would probably take years. I was so amazed by this. I was so amazed by this transformation. I mean, I knew God had touched me. I actually kind of wanted to put it to the ultimate test. So I felt like if I could be in her presence, if I could be with her right now and see her and not feel any of those bad feelings, that I would know for sure that I was like completely transformed here. I was healed. And I knew where she worked, and I knew that she was at work. So I thought, I'm going to go and see her. And I went to the, it was at a restaurant. She was a waitress. And I sat at the counter. She was there. And I don't remember everything that happened. But I remember she kind of ignored me. But I just sat there, you know, looking at her and seeing her there. I felt no ill will. I felt no jealousy. I walked out of that restaurant completely unaffected by the fact that I would probably never see her again. I was totally free from this, and I felt I could go on with my life and that I had gained something. And it just reassured me and has stayed with me the rest of my life that you really can turn to God no matter how distressing or how perplexing a problem is. And He is right there for you. In fact, what I learned is that the more distressing the situation is, the more you need to turn to God.
That was Mark Unger of Ashland, Massachusetts.